The coronavirus pandemic has turned life as we know it upside down.
We're in the United States of America, and you think to yourself, how in the hell did we let this happen?
How are our communities, our jobs, and our daily lives changing? And where do we go from here?
We've spent billions of dollars hunting down terrorist cells. We don't do that with pandemics. That's the wrong approach.
America Interrupted, a new original podcast series from the PBS NewsHour, available wherever you get your podcasts.
In the day's other news, talk of a turnaround from the pandemic accelerated on news of those surprising job gains in the month of May. The economy added 2.5 million jobs after losing 21 million in March and April. And the national unemployment rate fell more than a full point to 13.3%. We'll get the details after the news summary. The jobs report sent a jolt of optimism through Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 829 points, or 3%, to close above 27,100. The NASDAQ rose 198 points, and the S&P 500 added 81. Even as economic activity picks up, the COVID-19 pandemic continues to take a toll globally and in the U.S. Worldwide deaths neared 400,000 today, with more than a quarter of those in the United States. In Geneva, the World Health Organization called for widespread use of face masks by more than just health workers and patients.
In light of evolving evidence, WHO advises that governments should encourage the general public to wear masks where there is widespread transmission and physical distancing is difficult, such as on public transport, in shops, or in other confined or crowded environments.
The issue of social distancing also came up at President Trump's White House event today. Staffers moved reporters' chairs closer together than the recommended 6 feet. They said they did it because, quote, it looks better. The commanding general of U.S. forces in Japan said that China's Navy is moving aggressively across the South China Sea while the pandemic occupies the world's attention. He says the goal is to push Beijing's sweeping territorial claims and intimidate other nations with their own claims. The South China Sea has rich energy reserves. And in the U.S. presidential campaign, an Associated Press count shows former Vice President Joe Biden is now within just 18 delegates of clinching the Democratic nomination. He could win those in primaries over the next few days. Meanwhile, Twitter has disabled a Trump campaign video honoring George Floyd. The social media company cited a copyright complaint. Still to come on the NewsHour, a new jobs report shows a surprising recovery in the labor market. We discuss the ongoing nationwide protest with the mayor of Los Angeles. Mark Shields and David Brooks break down this moment in America, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.